I don't think that saline does quite as much to wash the nose as it does just to rinse it. And, you know, by the same analogy, if you wash your hands with water, it helps a little bit, but it helps a lot more if you put some soap on. And so one of the things that I was trying to do is to figure out, you know, what we can use for soap. And we spray it in our nose. And I figured that out probably a day after my wife gave me an ultimatum, because our granddaughter was having ear infections. And in her experience as an educator, when she goes to her class and says, "How many of you kids in special education have had tubes in your ears?" and everybody raises their hand, you know, she knows that something is wrong. And what happens with kids that have chronic ear infections and they put tubes in their ears is that during a critical period in their life when they are learning language and sounds, they have all this fluid in their middle ear that accumulates because of these recurring ear infections. And so this fluid interferes with the sounds to their developing brain, and they miss out on that window of learning. And they wind up in special ed, which is where my wife tried to help them learn language. So it was critical when our granddaughter started having recurrent ear infections that we do something about it. And that's when I read about Matti Uhari's work in Finland using chewing gum with xylitol. And he found that these kids that chewed xylitol gum 5 times a day had a 40% reduction in ear infections. And I went home exuberant and I said, "All we have to do is get Heather to chew gum." And she says, "She doesn't have any teeth. How's she going to chew gum 5 times a day?" And so I thought and I said, you know, the bacteria that cause ear infections live in the back of the nose. They're not in the mouth. They're not in the stomach. You know, why don't we put it where the bacteria are? Because Matti Uhari and his colleagues in his study pointed out that xylitol works on the bacteria that cause ear infections. Well, those bacteria are in the back of the nose. Why not put it there? So I got some xylitol and I put it in a bottle of saline, and I told Mom and Dad to wash Heather's nose every time they changed her diaper. And her ear infections went away. And 2 months later, she had another ear infection, and they found out that that was because the lady at daycare, where she was getting all these ear infections, that normally changed her diaper, had been replaced, and the new one wasn't washing Heather's nose regularly. So she got another ear infection. But that went away when they started washing her nose again regularly. So about 2 months after that, my son came to me and he said, "That stuff is pretty good. You ought to get a patent on it." So I did that,